If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Killing Time by Clint Black. 464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers
that
song.
That was first Friday.
He's
very much trying to bully me.
This is Sip song.
He bullies me on the song of the day a lot, and it's got to stop.
Yeah, every day.
That is not bullying.
It's bullying. Yes,
it's
it is.
Being deferential. It's the opposite of bullying. Killing Time. Better times. Yeah. Not the best times, but definitely better times.
You guys both sang that. I saw.
No, oh. Bill knows that song. We heard the song a million times.
It's incredible.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's good. No,
it's not good. It's not
actually.
70s country.
Ooh, it's kind of close.
No, it's 89. It's 89.
But it's still close. But it's close to 70s country. What was
down?
There was. I know there's 19 years.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you know the math.
10 years off. Last year of the 70s.
The fiddle made a big. The fiddle showed up, and whoever was doing the fiddle had to be like, "Going, I got this. We doing Killing Time, right? Be another one of those songs I couldn't imagine. Like, hey, we're gonna do Killing Time. You want to sit in the studio with us? Can you imagine that?
Oh,
seeing the guy in the fiddle?
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Ooh. Clint Black. Kind of not a long line of hits, though, right?
It's pretty
not
good. But
Not a
long line. But I think he was like CMA, whatever, Performer of the Year, like a couple times.
Oh.
Yeah, like the guy.
He's a dude. That's a good song. Very relatable.
He's got the song "Like the Rain." That's a good one. "Like the Rain," a better man. Nobody's home.
Nothing
but the taillights. That's a good one.
Another good one.
Wow, I only know out of those. I only know a better man.
Oh, really?
I don't know those other ones.
You would know "Nothing But the Taillights" if we played it. For
yeah,
you.
You'd know that one.
Yeah, 100%.
Undo. I'm in the eights. It's just a question of how far into the eights can I get. It was a staple of that time period. It would have worked in the 70s, that song. I think Clint Black would have been effective in the 70s.
100.
He's a dude. I'll go 8.555.
Solid. 8669.
Okay.
8669.
High scores for Clint Black.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is Rudy going this high or not?
Rudy's going to go with that. I say Rudy's going to like this. Rudy's going to go 7.9.
6.99 from Rudy.
All right, let's solid. Check out.
6.99.
Let's check out YouTube first and the text line.
The Tube.
Robert, 9.35. Genghis, 8.02. Chris P, 6.4. Jacob, 8.1, starting off on a heater.
Nice start.
This is a comment there.
You're a heater.
Albert, 6. Nels in Montana, 9.2. BWD, 7.2. The Texas Casanova, 8.2. Cabro says, 1. Gag.
Whoa.
Come on.
That's not that.
No. Come on.
I can see a 5 or something, but a 1.
Gag?
Yeah, hey, gag.
Come on, for Clint Black?
Yeah.
To the text line, Jake and Hickman, 4.3. Kevin in Southwest Lincoln, 3.3.
Huh. Interesting.
Kevin. Vernon Dakin, 6.1. Eric and Hickman, perfect song heading to jury duty. Killing Time, 9.
Jury duty. Keep it. Report in
Eric
on that.
Eric, report back, please.
If there is...
Perfect song heading to jury duty.
Killing Time.
Just never thought of it that way.
Can you imagine us three on a jury? I mean, another one. Whispering back and forth during the trial.
Man, definitely guilty.
He's guilty. This guy's
oh,
so
no,
guilty.
No, come on.
He's so guilty.
This guy's so guilty. So obvious. They should convict him right now.
Oh, I'd be bad.
Mike, hey, that guy, can he seriously report back?
Probably after it's over.
Probably, He could probably at least let us know how the progress is going, if we're making progress. I can say, well, here's what happened inside the room. Katie.
Let me give you the details. Mike and Dalton, 8.6. This song is killing me, negative 10 from unnamed texture.
Whoa.
Yeah. Doesn't like country, probably.
Followed by Brett, Minnesota, says, Clint Black on a Monday morning, hell yeah, 9.6. Yeah.
Thank you.
Gavin and Pender, 8.
The 8. The bookend.
Now, Jennifer, 4. Hubby, 4.7.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, I see it. I see it.
That's okay, guys.
I thought they'd be like in the 5.9s to 6.0s.
Bill and, we still love them. Bill and, with us every day.
Bill and Bennett, 4.25. Kiffin in Columbus, 5.1.
Where's our other
Columbus I don't see our friend there. I can't yell him out. Can't yell him.
Hang on.
Chet in Nebraska City, 8.96. Jared in Ord, 8.5. Someone says 1.2. Slow trash on Clint Black.
It's kind of funny.
Where's Corey?
I don't see Corey or the other Columbus man there. So,
must be vacation time.
Must be.
It's vacation time. Usually they check in. Last time our guy was on vacation like in Aruba or something. Yeah,
Belize, I think.
Belize.
Yeah, yes. He went to Belize.
He makes a lot of money.
It's WB with us.
He texted not on Song of the Day, but something else earlier.
Wet Blanket did? Yep. What about the taco?
He said, about Wet Blanket said back last segment, says, did Sip never watch Cam Newton? Didn't realize until Saturday he's a huge man.
I didn't realize how big he was until I saw.
I will say this, in Sip's defense of that, there's certain people you see, then you see him in person, and it's a different feeling. It's like all of a sudden you go, yeah, he's big. I know he's big. And all of a sudden you see him, like, I didn't know he looked like that.
I mean, Bill, you were in these situations. There were good players on the field, like good high school players, and he was way bigger than anybody. It's like, well, how is this possible? What I'm telling you is he's a freak.
We
a freak of nature.
Need to get to Bill Strohs, but really late.
Oh, yeah, what are we doing?
Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills sponsored by Diner Contracting.
You need
remodels? There's one person to call. That's Randy.
Just one kitchen, person.
Kitchen, bathrooms, whole house remodels, the additions, basement finishes, and custom new homes. Please.
Living rooms.
Call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Diner Contracting.
Jake, if you had him over, what would the price be for the consultation?
Free 99.
Free 99.
No cost.
Says that. Randy comes over and meets with you.
God.
Walks through the procedure, how we're going to do it, and it puts down a time frame for you also. This is what's going to take.
He did this for you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what was so incredible about it. Was like, it's actually when I deal like that, it was done sooner than what he said.
Jeez.
Sooner than what he said. Because he knows the importance of a remodel is how fast we got to turn this thing over. If new construction sometimes, we're a couple weeks behind. Okay, I just is what it is. Not when you're in your house. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they're, you walk into a house that's getting remodeled and there's plastic up in between a room or something.
Unfamiliar people walking around.
Yeah, it's an odd situation. Randy handles
it. Not with Randy.
Yeah, not with Randy. Nothing's unusual.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand. through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is it a Football Facts Monday today,
Football
Bill?
Facts. I just had this feeling of anxiety for some reason this weekend, and I got to thinking of high anxiety moments in coaching. High anxiety.
I like this.
The strain to maintain can drive you insane. The strain to maintain can drive you insane.
Tell me that doesn't grab you.
Right there. The mandatory meeting and greeting. The pressure of game day and the angst and the emotions you would feel. On there would be one main meeting on that day to be down early for, whether it be team meal, whatever it was like that. Come down, you're dressed, ready. I mean, this is when it's game on. And to have your guys there early and on time, because the head coach is worked up and you want your guys to be there early. And you are so just enthralled with getting your guys there. Because right when they walk around, there's a guy walking around, got all your guys, got all your guys. You got to give me a look like that. I'm missing so-and-so. And it's just the pressure. So when you would stand at LSU, they would come across the parking lot. We met in a separate building from the hotel. They'd walk across the parking lot, and you're just standing out in front, wait, all of us coaches, waiting for your guys to come out, to get down there to say, okay, we got him, and like that. And then also at the same time, here was this influx of just a massive crowd of women, because all the sororities were right here, and they're walking to the game. And they're all in sundresses and cowboy boots, and our players are have to cross through this to get to where we're coming right now. And you're just trying to get people through. And also like that, then they want to stop, and they want to get autographs and all this stuff. And Coach Ogeron's not really into autographs at that time. No. He'd really like to have the team in the room where they're supposed to be. I would always have a meeting to be like, listen, there's certain things I get. I understand you guys. I get it. Here's the one time. Don't jack with our time. Be here early for this one thing. Because it just made your life so much better. And there'd be someone late, and then that you see the head coach looking at you if you were late like that. And it happened to everybody probably at some time. And so, and then at Utah, when I was with Urban Meyer, they came down these glass elevators, and you'd see like 18 guys on it. There'd be two glass elevators coming down, and you're just standing there looking to see if they're your guys that are in that elevator. And you're calling rooms, checking rooms, where are they at? And the pressure would be to get everyone in. At Utah, when you showed up, at LSU, you were in coat and tie when they showed up for this event. So they,
oh, really?
So when they came across, there'd always be, you'd see a couple guys with their tie not tied. So you're trying to grab them real quick and tie the tie real fast to make sure and get it over, just get them on and get ready to go. So you're buttoned up when you get inside.
At least they're there, though.
At least they're there. We've got them. Get his tie tied. Everything's going.
I got a question.
Yes.
Did you designate some guys to say, okay, now you got to make damn sure that Patrick's here.
Absolutely. Who's in your room? Who are you rooming with? Who's got to be down here?
And you knew the stragglers.
You knew who exactly was. You always the one. So you'd be shooting the say it's 15 minutes out. You en route, shoot the text out right away, what's going on, and see it. And then you knew a couple guys. I thought, once I saw this one and this one, I'd have certain players back going, okay, we're probably in pretty good shape. That'd be the chance of stragglers at this time. And sometimes a lot of it is like you try to teach them too, especially on the road where it gets harder. Everybody goes, yeah, I got 10 minutes. I'm heading down. Elevators are locked up because we're at major hotels that have fans in them also.
Oh, God.
All this stuff is going on. Yeah. You're trying to get your players down to the meeting. Yeah. The one at LSU like that, you could walk down the stairs. There's only like a 2 or 3 story when you could walk down the stairs and try right to cross the deal.
Take the stairs.
There was like you didn't even use an elevator. So it was very simple to be able to get done. But the pressure in your chest was like so real.
I love that.
And everyone, and there was no
one. I love it.
There was no one going like, yeah, I'm missing some guys, but whatever. No, everyone was like on top of it to have their guys down there.
Hey, here's another question. If you were like, wouldn't you say, let's stay in a hotel where we can just have the kids on the second or third floor? That way they won't get jammed in an elevator.
Yeah, they usually are set up so far in advance and different things. That's hard to do.
I tell my DFO, hey, second or third floor. I don't want it above that.
Yeah.
I need them to be able to walk.
And we always had a meeting at LSU, the coaches meeting prior to, which was a classic. I remember one time Coach Kreiner came in, and we were in Dallas playing in Jerry's World against Miami to open the season. And the meeting was, say, it was a night game. So the meeting was about like at 2 o'clock. Staff meeting, 2 o'clock right there. He rolled in at 1:15. He was so late. I mean, the whole staff had been there. Because I got told right away, hey, for Coach O's meeting at 2 o'clock then. So I would be for a meeting at 2 with Coach O, 1:15. I'd be in there at 1:15.
That's early.
Yeah, no, yeah, and there'd be several already in there.
Wow.
And just sitting
there.
You
wouldn't be first.
No, that's like, it's like, this is one thing you do not mess with. And then once we broke out of that meeting, the players were already arriving. So it'd be, there'd be someone out front taking names. So when we came out of that meeting, you go right to that person. Hey, who's got my list? Like that. Okay, so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so is already in there. Okay, good. I got to go wait for these guys to get down.
Another question. Was it that stringent at all your stops?
Yes. It was. It was pretty, to have them all. You knew some time at that was like, you know, some coaches were really good, which was a smart move by them, is that they would go to the head coach would go to a different room and he wouldn't even see. So I wouldn't get worked up if someone was late or whatever was going on. Then the DFO would walk in and say, hey, just FYI, we're all good whenever you're ready, coach, that type of thing. But no, you knew almost in every stop. Trust me, Urban Meyer was like that. Every place that I was at was like that. You wanted to have your guys. There was never a time when it was like, no big deal, no big whoop. Doesn't matter too much here. Head coach doesn't really care too much. Yeah. And it was just, that was just one of those things. But like you said, I would have that meeting with him. We all know my bugaboo here. My bugaboo is we have to be here early at that, and then I'm just so happy. Sometimes my guys, we'd be, you know, 10 minutes early, I'd be like, thank you. I tell them, when they came through, I told them, thank you. I appreciate you being here early and having this stuff done and being ready to go. Because it was, but the like I said, as you're sitting there in Coach O's meeting, all you can think of is like, and you can't text during that meeting. You're just like, you know, please be on your way down. Please be on your way down here because I don't want to bust out of here and then I'll also have to be in a panic to go back over to get someone.
It's no way to start off a game day.
No, it's not a good way to start a game day off whatsoever.
You have enough pressure.
Yep. So anyway.
Win. Hey, that's interesting. Jake, DFO is Director of Football Operations.
Thank you.
DFO. Anything from the text line, Jake?
Let's see here. Someone says, Gator says, he makes it sound like it's more stressful than the game.
It is.
Phil.
That'd be Bill.
That'd be Bill makes it sound more stressful.
It is. Third and eight, it's kind of like, okay, I'm trained for this. I'm making the call. I'm doing what I want to do. Yeah, you're more stressed. I was more stressed to make sure everyone was in that meeting and up and ready to go. It showed that your team and your guys had your unit ready to go.
Bill, wouldn't you just say college football? Okay, it's just me. You don't have to agree. It just seems stressful in general to me. College football at the big time level.
They're stressed. The other part, the really good staffs, which most of them were all on that, would be like a lot of meals were very, you know, like the breakfast at LSU was casual. It was open from 8 to 10. We were going to go walk through at 11. And so you kind of had your window to kind of get down. I'd always text my guys, hey, let's get down there by 9. Let's get, because everybody has to check in that you did come through and eat. So I was always down there early waiting for my guys to come through. That wasn't stressful. A lot of times the night before, a lot of times the Friday night meal is pretty casual. That's not stressful, but there's always one. There's one time at this one meeting that everyone's got to be there, whatever it is, whatever is determined. Because we used to go down, when we got done with that meeting at LSU, we had a call-out session, which was incredible. I'll tell you about that someday, what the call-out was like. Then we went right to a five-minute walkthrough in to eat, and we were off. So once they got there, we had them. We were all set with them, so we're all good to go.
But it should be stressful because there's a lot on the line. It's fun. But there's a lot on the line, and a lot of people care. And so that equals stress.
Yeah. There's never a time, really, when it's just like, listen, we'd like to leave. The buses would like to leave at 3:30. But, if you're not here, we'll hold them. No big deal. No, it is a big deal. And that's just the one thing as a coach you never wanted on your situation.
Bill, the headline one more time, please, for us.
I'd love to. The strain to maintain can drive you insane. The mandatory meeting and greeting.
A lot that goes into that.
It's a Football Facts Monday on Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contracting.
Randy!
Hour two next, a conversation Hayden had with Amira Abdullah this weekend.
Very interesting.
Next, an early break on the ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise.
Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.